had an item, actually, I think it was in the paper today, and it was good old Nathan Fletcher, who we had on our show, I believe, in May.
2 months ago, yeah.
That's right. And he also came to our screening of Addiction Incorporated. I did not know he was a film aficionado and enthusiast. Worked in the movie theater as a high school student. And anyway, he after this tragedy occurred in Colorado, he sends an email to the Ultrastar higher-ups, and I got copied on it last, I believe, Sunday or Monday. Subject line, random idea. And his whole thought was, I guess, one of the people who got wounded in Colorado was a veteran, and he's in the hospital, and he made a statement. He said, as soon as I'm out of here and feeling well enough, the first thing I'm going to do is go to see a movie. So Nathan said, why don't we have a big fundraiser and a screening of The Dark Knight Rises? We'll do that. And we scheduled it for today at 3 p.m. Very nice turnout. I bet there was 150, 200 people there, something like that. Congressman Bob Filner came. Pam Slater Price, our county supervisor, came. Dave Roberts was there. And it was just a real nice experience. So what do you think, Richard?
I thought it was a lot of fun, great cause. I heard a lot of money got raised because a lot of people who couldn't come sent money in.
Right.
And then I know there were some rather large contributions, but you should probably talk about that.
Well, there's a group called NATO, and one of the Ultrastar executives is on the board of the National Association of Theater Operators and for California and Nevada. They ponied up $50,000, and then right behind that came their national organization with another $100,000. So they raised $150,000, and so that's great news. I think those people are getting. I think Public has already sent in a couple million dollars, and it's still coming in. So that's great. I hope they get the help that they need to recover from that.
That was great stuff. The movie's actually really good too. I'm not a huge Batman fan, but the movie's really good too.
I'm not either. It's a lot of action. It's it's violence and action, but it's Batman. It's a cartoon to me. I mean, I thought it was kind of comical in parts, but that's my warped sense of humor. Here they're trying to get the nuclear bomb out of Gotham City, and he decides to start making out with the Catwoman,
Hey Joe, that was Anne Hathaway. Okay.
We had seconds to spare. We had to save the city.
Exactly. You know?
But anyway, another cool thing happened earlier this week. You called me up midweek and about Dick Enberg.
Well, my mom called me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know, because the Padres were in San Francisco for an afternoon game on Wednesday, and my mom calls me at about 1:30, and she says, Dick. She calls me Dick. You have to know me a long time to call me Dick. Everybody mm-hmm. else calls me Rich. She says, wouldn't you believe what I just heard? She said, I'm watching the bottom of the first inning of the Padres against the Giants. And Dick Enberg mentioned the Dr. Seuss plaque unveiling on TV.
Not the Dr. Seuss plaque again.
Not the Dr. Seuss. Yes, the gift that keeps giving.
I'm telling you. Yeah, that was terrific. And then your webmaster, Courtney Lover, took that clip and put some really nice music with it and an image of Dr. Seuss in there. But what happened was the camera panned the stands, and it froze on this young kid. Had to be about, 9 or 10 years old?
Yeah, 9 or 10 year old kid wearing a Cat in the hat, if that makes sense. Those red and white striped big old hat that's about 4 feet tall.
Those stovepipe deals. So yeah. So Mark Grant, the co-host or co-broadcaster with Dick, starts talking about Cat in the Hat in the house.
He actually started doing Green Eggs and Ham for some reason.
Green Eggs and Ham, and then he starts quoting it, verbatim, and then Dick was amazed that he was able to do that. And the next thing you know, Dick Enberg's mentioning, they just unveiled a plaque dedicated to him in his favorite booth at the La Valencia Hotel, which I thought was cool. I think if you go on YouTube, if you go on our website, iymoney.
It's on the website, iymoney.com.
iymoney.com. Just look for the Dr. Seuss dedication there. You'll just have to, click around, but it should be easy to find.
So the Cat in the Hat thanks Dick Enberg for that. After Crawford's at bat, and that's enough of that.
That is enough. But anyway, you're going to have lunch there tomorrow, right?
I am, with Michael Quaranta of UBS, our major sponsor, UBS. Yeah. Mike and I are getting together in booth 3 at the Wedding Bar at La Valencia.
Right, and let's hope some of that creative genius rubs off. Not that you don't have that much of that ability now, because I know you do. So,
I've been writing poetry in tetramic pentameter ever since that event. in all my emails. People are going crazy because of it.
Anyway, and then there's one other cool thing. A lot of we've talked about it on the show before, too. Your connection with Bobby Riggs 40 years ago as a young high school student, keeping his scrapbook for those for that monumental match or matches. But the big one, of course, everyone remembers is in Houston in 73. And we got wind of last week that Billie Jean King herself will be in San Diego this week. She'll be at the Barnes Tennis Center. And I do believe that there's some receptions and events open to the public there. So if you're interested in meeting the legendary Billie Jean King, call the Barnes Tennis Center, 619-221-9000. And
I think there's a junior tournament going on, too.
Yeah, I don't have all the details, but at least she'll be there, and it'll be a real thrill to meet with her. So, but anyway, on with tonight's show. I know you brought we've got a patient and lovely guest here, and I would...
Yes, and I'm going to introduce our guest from an email that our web iymoney.com, Courtney, who you know, Courtney takes care of our website, mm-hmm. and Courtney sent a really, really neat compliment mm-hmm. about Junior Achievement and Tara Michener and Junior Achievement. And so I'm going to read something really neat to lead us into our guests. But Courtney, as you know, Joe, because she does our website, she mm-hmm. designs and maintains websites. And she helps her clients get found on Google, and she does incredible work. If you don't believe me, again, just check out www.iymoney.com. In fact, if anybody ever wants to contact Courtney, because she does incredible work, she's Courtney@popxgraphics.com, CourtneyatPopxGraphics.com. You can also call her at 760-803-0742. Again, does amazing work, and... I'm going to read something that leads us into our guest. But if you do want to have an incredible website like we have, you need to. I'm going to keep consistent with the Dr. Seuss theme here, Joe. You need to hop on popxgraphics.com. Did you like that?
I think that'll work out. And then,
let me read this because we have to get to our guest before we go to break. For goodness' sake.
But so I mean, down at the bottom of our website. Of iymoney.com. If you go all the way to the bottom, it's a website by PopX Graphics, and you can click on it.
There you go.
So that might be the simplest way to do it, because these phone numbers, when you're driving, I don't know if people get those down. But anyway.
Here's what Courtney wrote about Junior Achievement. And this was unsolicited when she found out that Tara Michener was going to be our guest. She wrote, "My kids have participated in BizTown, and it was a fantastic experience for them. My middle boy was CFO for UPS, and he didn't quite make his numbers. It was an intense day. They dressed up in suits and ties. Great experience." So Tara Michener from Junior Achievement and BizTown, welcome. What do you think about that compliment?
We love hearing from parents how their students have benefited from our program. And what she means about is he didn't make his numbers is referring to at JA BizTown, which is literally a mini San Diego where students run the economy for the day. And the goal at the end of the day is to pay back your business loan and also manage your own personal checking account. So I'm wondering if UPS didn't make their goal that day.
I think we should all learn how to pay back our loans in one day. That would be great.
So, Joe, have you been to BizTown? Have you been to BizTown, Joe?
BizTown? No, I'm not.
It's really neat to see because you walk in, there's like an airport over there, and UPS is off in the corner, and there's a bank. So it's like a little...
What do they
town.
Do? Do they take like a big assembly hall and set up all these different stations? Or
you're going to have to come and visit and get a personal tour. I'd be happy to give you one.
Well, when is the next one?
Anytime. We'll make any exception for you to come over and see what we're doing.
That's wonderful.
Imagine 150 fifth graders in different shops. Every shop has a CEO and CFO and then a different position depending on what type of shop they're working in. And the students have to apply for their job, interview for their job, and then they set their own business plans for the day. They set the prices. Many of the businesses are more consumer related, and then some are business to business, and that's how they're able to pay back their business loan. They learn financial literacy at its best in an experiential learning setting, which we find is invaluable for our students.
Excellent. Well, I'm looking on your website right now, which is jasandiego.org, and there is, if you scroll way down at the bottom, there is a little, you can click on BizTown right there, so I'll get some more information from
there. But Joe, did you know that Junior Achievement is almost 100 years old?
I got a little of that before the break, but I honestly, before today's show, I did not know that. I'm very impressed.
And it originated, this is so Dr. Seussian, it originated in 1919 out of Springfield, Massachusetts.
His birthplace.
Dr. Seuss, Ted Geisel, was born in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Wow.
Wow.
Would have been nice if he did a book about junior achievement, and that might have really put you over the top. So, but well, this is great. Your website's got a lot of good information on here, Tara.
Well, BizTown is only one of our programs. The majority of our programs are held in the classroom, where we teach students kindergarten through 12th grade about work readiness, entrepreneurship, and financial education. And business volunteers like yourself go directly into the classroom and share your own personal experiences with students. So then they really understand the relevance of what they're learning in the classroom and how that relates to work and in life in general.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many schools do you work with right now in the county?
We work with the entire San Diego and Imperial County. This year, we'll reach over 46,000 students and about 120 schools participate.
Whoa, that's great. That is great.
So I stopped by about a month ago, just, I guess, before school got out. And you
Which
were,
school?
No, I stopped by BizTown.
Oh.
Because you were doing your big, well, presentation. Can you tell everybody about that?
Where does BizTown take place, though?
It's at Junior Achievement's office here in okay. Mission Gorge.
Okay.
We're just off Mission Gorge in the Grantville community.
Okay.
And actually, if I remember correctly, Richard, when you stopped by, it was your old elementary school that was participating that day.
My old elementary school, Winter Gardens Elementary in Lakeside, California, was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right now, we have 30 schools on our waiting list to participate.
Well, let's hold that thought right there, and we'll be right back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs and our great guest and talk more about junior achievement. Stay tuned. All right, we're back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs and back with Richard Musio and our great guest, Tara Michener. Over to you, Richard.
Joe, what was that music? It sounded like something from The Dark Knight Rises. Okay, I'm just curious. What was it?
L.A. Law.
Okay. L.A.
Law.
You know, I've actually never watched that show, not even one day
in my
life.
Well, no wonder you didn't know the music.
So I didn't know the music. So look, when we went to break, we were talking about a great program for fifth graders that I got to witness in June when I stopped by called BizTown. So Tara, tell us more about BizTown and how it works and why it's so important.
Sure. If you're just tuning in, BizTown is a program of junior achievement. We have programs for students in kindergarten through 12th grade, but BizTown is specifically for fifth grade students where they run the economy for the day and they learn essential financial responsibility skills. And as we know, that's one of the key components in making sure that people are successful. So at Junior Achievement, we feel if we can teach students these skills at a young age, they'll be more prepared to enter middle school, high school, hopefully graduate from high school, and extend their studies in a university or college setting to be able to contribute to our global economy.
Now, so tell me what happens at BizTown. Let's assume I have a fifth grader, which I no longer do because my kids are 21, 20, and 16.
Yeah. How do you actually select the students, or how are they recruited, or how do they get into the program?
An entire school will sign up, so it's the entire fifth grade at a particular school, so we need to have the teacher's involvement because there's 30 hours of curriculum that takes place before the child actually attends BizTown.
Okay.
And that 30 hours of study is where they are applying for jobs, interviewing for jobs, preparing their business plans, and learning those essential skills so then they're apply what they learn when they enter JA BizTown.
So going back to my old elementary school out at Lakeside Union School District, Winter Gardens, was that all fifth grade classes or was that just one fifth grade class?
That was all the fifth grade students at that particular school.
Okay.
And do you work with charter schools?
Yes.
Okay.
Private, charter, parochial, public schools.
Excellent.
And how do the kids decide who's CFOs and who drives trucks and who does paperwork? And
just like real life, they have to apply for the job. They have to have strong interviewing skills.
Well, I hope you keep Donald Trump out of it. They don't need to hear you fired in the fifth grade.
We do try to give the students their first, second, or third choice.
Really? Okay, good.
And what do students get at the end of the day, or what do they win?
Well, each shop has a CEO, CFO, and then depending on the business, they have different positions. And when 2/3 of the students are working in the BizTown economy, 1/3 of the students will take a break, cash their paycheck, and then they get to become consumers. So they decide how they want to use their personal funds. So they might go over to San Diego and purchase a hat. They may go over to Jack in the Box and buy a Jack antenna ball. They may decide to go over to the radio station and give a shout out to one of their friends and pay for a particular song. So they get to determine how they would like to use their BizTown dollars.
Well, hopefully keep them away from those soft drinks and the sugary stuff and to help they get some healthy options, right, Richard, with move your feet before you eat?
Yeah, move your feet before you eat.
There we go. At Jack in the Box, we have water and popcorn.
That's not bad.
Ball, okay. So.
Okay. Joe, how much popcorn can you eat? I saw you at the movies today.
I did not eat
popcorn. I'm just teasing you.
I did not eat popcorn there. I do not eat popcorn
here.
Anywhere. If you, I read your book.
Exactly.
And Richard, you'll be happy about this. We do encourage the students to take a portion of their paycheck and save their money. But then also we have to teach them about philanthropy. So their San Diego Foundation is one of the shops in JA BizTown, and the students get to determine where they would like their dollars to go to, either education, homelessness, animals, environment.
So I'm betting animals always win.
Animals is very popular for fifth grade.
Yeah, I would imagine. I would imagine. That's funny.
Well, you had your roots with the 4-H club, right? The JA itself, is that correct?
You know, back in Springfield, Massachusetts, they did partner with the 4-H club many years ago. And how JA started was the company program, which we do still have in existence today. But years ago, it was just an after-school program where students would get together and actually form a company, whereas today we run programs in school and after school. In fact, we have students from the Poway Unified School District representing us right now in Washington, D.C. at the National Junior Achievement Company Program Competition.
Huh.
So these students had to form a company from the ground up. They sold stock. They had to come up with a product, did their own marketing, advertising, and we're really pleased that they're representing San Diego and Washington, D.C. this week.
What product are they selling?
This group, they actually made placemats. They're called Placemate is the name of their company.
Okay.
And they formed placemats that were geared towards preschool students, where they can outline their shapes, their numbers, their letters. But why we were really impressed with these students is they not only were trying to sell them to parents, but they actually went to preschools and would sell them in bulk.
Wow.
So very creative and thinking outside of the box. Last year, we did have...
I can get you a good deal with Dr. Seuss if you want to check that and get them on placemats. But anyway, but I digress.
Last year, we actually had a group of students in the national competition, and they came in second place.
Wow.
And their company was called Eco Enterprise, and they made centerpieces out of recyclable materials.
Whoa.
Wow, that's neat stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How many clubs competed in that competition? Yeah.
This past year, locally in San Diego?
Well, I mean nationally.
National, that's a great question. I think they had about 20...
Wow.
And you're saying they're back there right now for the competition?
They are.
So when do you get the news as to how well they did?
At the end of the week.
Wow. So next Friday, in other words.
Make sure you know we'll announce it next week.
Yeah, let us know because we'll announce it on the show.
That would be great. Thank you.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's neat stuff.
Well, I'm looking at your board and your act. You've got a lot of notable companies and corporations in San Diego represented here, you know. Well, Kaiser, I mean, I could go on and on, but that's really terrific that they're so actively supporting you. So
sure, the only way Junior Achievement could exist is from great supporters from the community. Volunteers and funding are the two components that make the program happen. And it only costs $40 a student to be able to participate in a Junior Achievement program. So we're always looking to expand our investors and make sure that we're really diversifying our funds through corporate contributions, foundations, individuals, and then we also hold special events throughout the year.
Who have been some of your key sponsors here in San Diego?
Sure. Jack in the Box, SDG&E, Kaiser Permanente, Mission Federal Credit Union, U.S. Bank, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Union. Don't want to leave anyone out, but we really have had a wonderful support from many of the businesses in San Diego, but in particular the financial community, because they really understand the message that we're teaching students about financial responsibility.
Yeah, this is great. I'm seeing a lot here, you know. Well, with that thought... let's take a little break right now. We'll be right back with more of It's Money Not Theirs. Stay tuned. Well, zam, wham, pop, whatever. Welcome back to It's Your Money Not Theirs. And that's in honor of Nathan Fletcher, who conceived of this idea to have a benefit and show at a screening of The Dark Knight Rises today at the Ultra Star Hazard Center Mission Valley. Very, very successful event. So back to you, Richard. I think you have to thank some sponsors, correct?
Holy Junior Achievement, Joe. Yes, we do.
Holy microphone.
Anyway, thanks to our major sponsor, UBS, Mr. Michael Quaranta. Mike, if you're listening, confirming lunch tomorrow at 11:45 in Booth 3 at the Whaling Bar at La Valencia.
Your Dr. Seuss plaque awaits you.
It does. Maybe I can read Green Eggs and Ham while dining. Also, Rich Gaines and Family Legacy Legal. Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited. And by the way, Carl, a big thank you, because Carl Sheeler, our sponsor, is the one who put us in touch with Tara Michener and Junior Achievement. Our favorite CPAs on the planet, Don Epic and Paul Polito, CPAs with Polito Epic, and also Jason Kruger, CPA with Signature Analytics. And last but of course not least, Regents Bank, Sean Puckett, Steve Sefton, Dan Yates, thanks so much. So again, thank you to all of our sponsors.
and all great Dr. Seuss fans. And we'll have more photos coming for you gentlemen in a few days. So
Tara, getting back to junior achievement, I know you have a new program called Finance Park, and it is for high school students, right?
Yes, our dream at the other side of the building is to have a JA Finance Park facility. And similar to JA BizTown, it will be featuring many different businesses in the community and have different shops and kiosks. And we're hoping to knock down some buildings and be able to, not knock down some buildings, knock down some walls in junior achievement so we could actually build these buildings in the facility for high school students to actually walk through a day and manage their personal finances. So to give you an idea, Richard, imagine walking in and almost receiving a profile where you may be X number of years old, making so much money a year, and you have to walk through the different businesses and manage your personal checking account for the whole entire day, manage your needs and wants. And someone else might come in and be a single mom with four children making $32,000 a year, and they have to figure out how they're going to live on that income. So really showing students the economics of staying in school, the ability to, depending on the career that you choose, how you have to manage your finances. And we're hoping to have this program within a year or two. We're going to be launching a capital campaign in a couple months to bring the business community together, just like we did for JA BizTown, and give the students the opportunity to benefit from this program in San Diego.
So is it your opinion that the dropout rate in high school is too high? I mean, what's behind this program, in other words?
You know, there was a recent article in the UT where the graduation rate in San Diego County is 77%, which was an increase from previous years. However, the target rate in California is 90%. So we still have a long way to go. And young people who drop out of high school, we know, are twice as likely as graduates to be unemployed, three times as likely to live in poverty, eight times as likely to wind up in prison. So we know that the dropout crisis directly affects the U.S. economy. So we're going to try to do our best at Junior Achievement to really help increase the graduation rate in San Diego County by showing students the opportunity and how they can be in charge of their economic success and be able to be responsible citizens and participate in the global economy.
Quick question, though. How do we compare with the rest of the state and the country with that rate?
The 77% graduation rate for San Diego County was an increase compared to a lot of the other urban school districts in California. So we are doing better than Los Angeles Unified and some other of the large urban. But again, like I mentioned, 90% is the target rate.
Be nice to hit 100. Mm-hmm. We can dream. Have to have dreams. So you're going to have instructors as part of this program too?
Yes, there will be an adult volunteer in each of the shops, as we have in JA BizTown, who help guide the students and give some advice. But again, the students are in charge of making their own decisions, and they will walk through a typical day. Think about, what do you spend money on? How do you manage your personal finances? How much are you going to spend on entertainment? How much are you going to spend on food, clothing, your insurance, managing your checking account?
I think that skill alone, there's a lot of kids that get out of, I think even out of high school, maybe even college, they don't know how to balance a checkbook. I mean, isn't that correct?
That is one of the key components that we do teach the students in JA BizTown starting at fifth grade. All of our programs, even starting in kindergarten, do have a personal finance component. And even as adults, if you think, when was the last time you wrote a check? Mm-hmm. Even though that's not a typical thing that we do on a daily basis, we're so much of using our debit cards and credit cards. But having that skill to be able to manage our checking account and understand a check registry is a key component and to be able to be successful.
Yeah, it scares me sometimes. Here's my story. I went to a really large retailer of pet products a couple weeks ago because I have three dogs, to buy dog food. And there was a high school, I'm not going to say boy or girl, it was one or the other, working behind the counter. And I bought $79.04 of stuff. And I handed the person working behind the counter $4.20s, which is $80 for those of you who listen who can't do math, and 5 cents. So get this. I gave them $80.05. For a bill of $79.04, and I said to the person behind the counter, "Oh, you owe me $1.01." And the person behind the counter said, "Oh my gosh, you did that in your head. You must be some sort of math genius." I'm thinking, well, uh-oh. That
sounds more like
I don't know what to say, okay? Because
more like a female than male, but I'm not sure.
Joe, careful. The point is if we're in high school and we can't do 8005 minus 7904 in our head to get 101, I don't know what to say, okay? And I might be a math genius, but that wasn't one of my harder ones.
You've seen that bumper sticker. I must have some money left in my account. I still have some checks left.
But Tara, let me ask you another question. So a lot of kids go away to college, and they come out of college grotesquely in debt.
That is very true. Do you know, I recently heard that more students drop out of college because of bankruptcy rather than academic failure.
Right.
Oh, that's pathetic.
Yeah, I saw that somewhere, and I was trying to find it before this show, and I couldn't find where I found that, but I read that, and I thought that's incredible when you think about that.
And the other telling statistic is the student debt actually eclipses consumer debt. There's more student debt out there than credit card debt, which is pretty sad, but hopefully some things will be done about that in the near future.
Some key findings just from a study that Junior Achievement USA did is almost half of teens, 46%, have not taken any steps to pay for college.
Huh.
And more than a third of teens have changed their college plans due to the state of the U.S. economy and job availability. Now, at Junior Achievement, yes, we want students to graduate from high school, and many of them will go on to college and universities, but we also encourage them to go into a trade. We know not all students will be successful in college, but to be able to further their education and some key component and be able to earn a sustainable wage is really our ultimate goal. So then again, students will be responsible citizens and then hopefully give back to the San Diego economy and ultimately the global economy.
Yeah, I mean, the goal is self-sufficiency, and if people can at least be self-sufficient, then our community suffers in other ways, because then people can't really get active and contribute to their community, such as with, you know, philanthropy or their own time to make their community a better place.
Sad. So. I mean, there was a time when UCSD was about $700 either a quarter or a semester or something, and of course that's changed quite a bit, and people are still clamoring to get in because obviously it's still more economical than going to some larger private or other private schools. But the whole education costs. I mean, we spend more in prisons than we do on our college systems here, and at least UC in California state schools, we spend more in the prison system. So I think we have to reprioritize at some point in time.
I think education is the key.
Mm-hmm.
And without education, we don't have a chance. So I think the work that VizTown, Junior Achievement, all of these programs. I mean, I think that's tremendous stuff. I also noticed that you guys just had summer camp. Can you tell us a little bit about summer camp?
We had a successful summer camp in JE VizTown. And this was an opportunity if your child's school did not participate in VizTown where you can sign up as an individual. And they went through a whole week of just fun activities in VizTown. And they also spent a day at the USS Midway to see how another type of small city and economy works.
Boy, there's a great museum, the Midway Museum.
Hey, kudos to them for showing the Olympics, the opening ceremonies Friday night. I heard that was just wildly successful and very well attended by families and all ages. So that was great.
But that's neat that you're collaborating with them, because I absolutely love the Midway Museum.
Mm-hmm.
We love collaborating with the San Diego community, with many nonprofits and other organizations, and for similar goals, to just give our students the opportunity to benefit from our wonderful city and show them what we're all about.
How many children did you have in the summer camp or camps?
The first week we had 80 students. The second week was about 65.
Oh, good.
So good turnout for summer.
Yeah,
camp.
For summertime. I mean, I can't think of a more productive camp than going to a camp like that. I mean, how many tennis balls can a kid hit, right?
And you got some cool events. We'll talk about the gala a little bit, but I see you have this bowl-a-thon. Is that an annual event or?
The bowl-a-thon, we're actually talking about making it year-round. And
whoa,
we're actually going to have a new campaign this year called Play for JA. So if companies have different events that they do internally, where if they have a softball or if they want to bowl for Junior Achievement, get their employees engaged somehow and give a goal to turn the fun around to raise some monies to support Junior Achievement students. The Bowl-a-thon has been in existence for many years for JA, and it's a fun experience where this past year we had 2,200 bowlers raising funds for junior achievement. So
when you say bowl-a-thon, is it like a 24-hour thing or what is it? I mean, is it all day or all night or?
The companies get to pick the exact date and time that they would like to bowl. And then what they usually do, they'll challenge each other, employees or different departments. So each company can really customize it.
That sounds like a Will Ferrell movie waiting to happen. I like it. Hey, with that thought, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs. Thank you, Chad. I was hoping you were going to play that. Great. The Olympics are on, so tune in when you get a chance. Also,
they had some bad weather in London today.
Did they? I wasn't paying attention. Also, but we went out on the MASH music, and I got to meet Mike Ferrell last night, and he was in town with another actor, James Cromwell, at a beautiful event, and they are fighting to eliminate the death penalty, which I think is going to happen because it doesn't make economic sense anymore. But I digress because we want to get back to Tara and talk about some of the great events that J.A. does. And we talked about the bowl-a-thon, Billy Casper's Foundation, or the Billy's Kids, they do something with that. They have a casino night. I see they have a coffee break event, J.A. Networking. And then, of course, the 23rd annual San Diego Business Hall of Fame. So what can you tell us about that, Tara?
Well, this year the event will be held on November 2nd at the Hotel Del Coronado, and it's a wonderful event where we induct different business leaders from the community into the Junior Achievement Hall of Fame, and we look for individuals who really are role models for our students and are entrepreneurs and in some capacity have given back to the San Diego community.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I'm looking at the event page.
Joe, here. Ray Kroc is in their Hall of Fame. We like Ray Kroc because we don't like Buzzy Bavezzi on this show.
Wow.
But many others, too.
Malin Burnham.
And then I see you have our friends in there, Mel Katz, Phil Blair from Manpower. They're good guys. They're out there doing a lot of good work. So sounds like a great event.
But you can't tell us who the nominees are, right?
Not at this time.
Can you give us any initials?
No, it's still
you
a
can't
secret.
Do. Okay,
still
I'm
a
just
still a secret.
I thought maybe she'd slip there
you'll
and let
the,
something
you'll
out.
Be the first to know. We're going to be announcing this year's laureates in just a few weeks. I'll make sure that you get a special invitation.
Please,
and it's a really wonderful event. We always have students involved in our program that help induct the laureates, and you could really see the impact of junior achievement.
Who's chairing it this year? Or do you have a committee, or are there a couple of key chair people on this? Or
what we do is the past laureates nominee. This year's laureate. So are really fortunate to have past laureates involved with us, such as Bill Geppert, Steve Williams, and we'll ask them for their advice in regards to who's going to be inducted and be in their company into the Hall of Fame.
So they kind of chair this thing. Very cool. It's black tie optional, right?
Yes.
Outstanding.
A great reason to get dressed up and have some fun and support junior achievement programs.
Well, with the 23rd annual, how many people come to these things? I mean,
we usually have about 450 guests.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's pretty substantial. So terrific. That's great.
So Tara, tell me, since this show sort of serves as a wish list for people, if there's one or two or three things that Junior Achievement really, really wants or needs, what are those things?
I would say three things. Time, talent, and treasure. So the only
I have no time. I'm just kidding.
Everyone could give a little bit of time to impact our students, empower students to achieve. But really the two components that make Junior Achievement happen are volunteers and funding. And it's an opportunity for all types of businesses, individuals, community members, college students, university students, parents, to give a little bit of their time, go directly into the classroom, teach a Junior Achievement program, and share their own experiences with students, and or spend the day with us at JA BizTown and see the program in action and help the students along their way. It only cost us $40 a student, and this past year we raised nearly $2 million to impact 46,000 students. This year our goal is $2.3 million to be able to reach 50,000 students, and every child served really has a better understanding of the economics of staying in school, and hopefully we'll be able to empower them to own their economic success.
That is great. And if you go on their website, jasandiego.org, all together, jasandiego.org, in the upper right, there's a button you can click to contact JA or donate or volunteer. They're all right there for you. There's your time, talent, and treasure right there.
And Joe, we speak about this all the time, the need for business leaders to get active and involved in their communities. I don't just mean writing checks. That's important too, but I mean actually spending time in the community with great causes like Junior Achievement.
And like your turkey trot.
And like the Oceanside turkey trot, exactly, with the move your feet before you eat foundation. So, yeah. Tara, question, you have alumni, right? You have students who've gone through, who've come back to become volunteers, right?
We do.
How many? I mean, is there any way, how do you keep track of that?
That's a great question. Since we aren't able to capture the students in the classroom, their information, we really try to reach out to our alumni as volunteers. So every time we meet someone, we ask them, have you had the opportunity to participate in Junior Achievement? Actually, one of our best alumni is a woman by the name of Wendy Gillespie, whose company, Frontier Trading, was responsible for making the gift to be able to purchase the Junior Achievement building back in 2006. And she credits her success back to Junior Achievement. She was the CFO in her Junior Achievement company program back in New Jersey.
Wow. And I don't want to give away her age because she might be listening and is sensitive to such confidential information. But how much time gap between the time she was, let's say, a student at Junior Achievement and then when she started giving back?
I don't think she would mind. I know. I believe, if I remember correctly, she participated back in 1968.
Wow.
And she still remembers what product and her role at Junior Achievement. So she's very proud of that, and we're very proud to have her as an alumni and a great supporter of Junior Achievement.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's interesting. 1968.
Now, parents can get involved. If you go on the website, jasandiego.org, if you scroll down on the left or look on the left side, you can click on For Parents, and they can actually get involved themselves. Right? How would that work?
Yes, we do have parent volunteers in JA BizTown, or if your children's school is not participating, give us a call, and we can start building a relationship with their teachers and make sure that we can help give their students the opportunity to participate. And then, like I mentioned earlier, if their school's not participating, we will run a summer camp next summer, mm-hmm. which is a great opportunity for their students.
Now, is the summer camp at your facility as well, or is that done someplace else?
That is at our facility.
Wow, how many square feet? It must be a big place.
We do. BizTown itself is over 10,000 square feet. And then where we're building out Finance Park, I believe, is another 6,000.
Wow. So. Well, unfortunately, we have to wrap it right there. But Tara, thank you very much. You've been a wonderful
Tara, thanks so much. I told you time would fly, didn't I?
Thank you very much for having me.
Richard, you have a great weekend. My friend Chad Benson, thank you very much. Nathan Fletcher, congrats on that event. We're going to do another one with the campaign. We'll do a funny movie next time. And thank you to Dave Sniff, our programming director, and Craig Blanke. You have a great week. We'll see you next time on It's Your Money, Not Theirs. Take care. Good night.